Tamron Hall, are you working this morning? Are you on the air?
Working hard. I'm not on the air yet. I'm in the car on my way to work.
Okay.
I was on Watch What's Happened Live with Andy Cohen, and they make you drink vodka and things. And so
they
woke
made
up
you drink
they
that.
Make you
they
drink?
Made you drink
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I felt like I was at a frat party. I shouldn't say make me because then I'll get emails and tweets. No, no, no.
Tammy, you know you took that drink, girl, this year, Sherry. You know you took.
I should have faked water, but I was like, I'm a Texan. We go hard. So I thought I could handle it.
Okay, yeah. Before we go any further, let me clear up some things. First of all, I like you without makeup. Okay, I like that. I don't like you with Billy Bush in the last hour of the show. I don't like Billy Bush.
Don't okay. say that. Don't say that. Come on now.
I'm sorry.
You have been one of my heroes in radio, TV, my entire life listening to you growing up in Texas. Listen, you know that change is always different and difficult. You've gone through many incarnations of the show, and it's always been successful because you eventually got the audience to buy in. He's actually my hand, and I would tell you because I'm not good at faking it, he actually is a really nice guy. I went in.
He looks too much like George Bush. I'm sorry.
He does?
To me.
I don't know what he sees, but...
Okay.
I think it's just me,
now
Tamron.
Now let's go to work.
Now that we've destroyed my show, go on, Tom.
We're big fans. Huge. And you know we are.
I know Tamron, it. I know it. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
I loved you when you took off your makeup. This is Sherry Shepherd. I love
you. Hey, Sherry. I know you tweeted.
Mom.
Oh, hey.
I loved it, too.
Was very courageous, and you're beautiful without the makeup. It was great.
Loved it.
And Tamron, this is Sybil, and I loved it when you went in on Scott Baio. I'm just saying.
No. Yes, so Tom, why didn't you start with that? You could have started with, I don't like Scott Baio.
Yes.
From Tamron, this is Jay. I just love you. How about that?
Aw, thank you.
All right, let's get down to business.
The best way to work.
You got the... The third consecutive year, MSNBC is teaming up with Global Citizens to tackle the world's greatest challenges and end extreme poverty across the world. This year's festival will feature world leaders and spectacular performances, it says, by Rihanna, Kendrick Lamar, and it's Metallica. It just goes on and on. Good thing. I like that. I like that. Who are you excited about seeing?
It's a great thing. I'm excited about seeing Kendrick Lamar. I love him. I just think he's a genius and a social leader. You know, like we're looking at what's happening right now in Charlotte, and I got up, of course, like everybody else, and the first thing you'd think is, let's see what's happening, because we went to bed with a crisis and woke up to another crisis after police have not given us the answers that the public deserves as to what happened. If there are body cameras, how is there a law that prevents us from seeing the public, the body cameras, to clear up any answers? Transparency has to exist. And so I think Kendrick is remarkable in this voice, you know, of his generation. Remember in Chicago after Laquan was shot, the kids who were protesting were chanting, "We're going to be all right." Mm-hmm. So I think he represents what this Global Citizen Festival, and I don't even like calling that because it is it's a celebration, but it's an awakening. Every person there has to volunteer. You have to do something to get that ticket. You can't, you know, use your credit card. You can't borrow the money. You can't get the hookup.
You can't buy
you
your
have
way
got
in.
To go in there and earn your way in. And I love that because you see diversity. You see, you know, women represented in strong numbers, people from all backgrounds who know that to get a seat at the table, you have to earn it in a world where people try to make us look like we all want something and we don't want to give it back. We know it's nonsense, but we see it in full living color at this festival.
Speaking of nonsense, Donald Trump.
But Ting.
Tamron. Tamron
yes,
Hall.
Sir. Yes, sir.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
It's fascinating and scary. And do you think he really wants to be president? He keeps saying the most ridiculous things every day. Yesterday, I think it was, he said he wanted to bring back nationwide stop and frisk.
Yeah, he still does today. I mean, he said it yesterday, and so far he hasn't reversed it today. He actually also said the reason why he finally came out with his birther statement was that it was about the campaign. He wanted the campaign to move on. So that could be interpreted as, which many people thought, just to finally get this out of the way so he wouldn't have to talk about it on the debate stage. And somehow miraculously it would all go away. But he admitted that he was being a politician in, I don't even want to call it a retraction, in making the, what was it, five words that he said about President Obama was born in the United States, period. I think that's what he said.
Yeah. And your co-worker Lester Holt, he came said Lester Holt is not qualified to host the debates.
Well, that's what you do when you're afraid.
Right.
You're afraid. You try to work the refs. You try to intimidate the refs. And I've known Lester Holt since I was in Chicago. I don't know. I've been in New York 10 years, and so that was about 15 years I've known Lester. And he's tremendous. And people have asked,
yes,
even my own mother, she said, what do you think of Lester? My mom called me, what do you think about Lester? I said, Lester is the truth. Lester is, what I like is that people underestimate him because he is a gentle soul, but he has a qualified resume beyond anything. He doesn't have to be boisterous or flashy or, you know, get on there with a certain type of sense of humor to attract the headline. He's solid. And when you're going against in a situation like that, you can't be looking at Twitter and what people are saying on Instagram about you. Have to be solid, and he's solid.
Well, solid is what we are looking for in performances on Saturday as you take over Central Park with the Global Citizen Festival on MSNBC. And is Willie Geist going to be with you?
Yeah, Willie's going to be with me.
I love
it's going to be Willie and Tam.
I love
Willie
you guys
too.
Together. I really do.
Thank you.
And we love your work on MSNBC every day, too.
Absolutely.
Just a great job.
Thanks, guys. Thank you so
All right,
much.
Tamara.
I love you guys so much. Bye, Sharon.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Tamron Hall.
Yes,
Lord.
Yes.
That's